One tip that can give is we always talk about communication and the way that you communicate in a loving, constructive, way. But at the same time, are you a good listener? Because a lot of times, when the partner or somebody else talks about what they're talking about, something triggers in us from the past experiences, and we just kind of block our listening. And so I teach my clients, I help them to really become good listeners as well. Because, and if they, even if you don't understand where the other person is coming from, asking questions would be the key to get on the same kind of wavelength at the other person.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. This is the Limitless Living Show. Chuck Anderson here, and this is the show where we like to showcase stories of personal transformation and overcoming limitations. And the reason we do that is we want to inspire you to live a happier, more joyful, more fulfilled life now. And, we like to bring on the guests that not only have their own story to tell that is inspiring, where they've overcome something and achieved something awesome, but these are the type of people that not only have experienced their own story, but they're also helping others with theirs. And so if you are inspired by our topic today, we are going to be talking about relationships and in particular, maybe relationships that have been unsuccessful. And today's guest, we have Elle Abizadeh with us today. And she not only has her own story to tell, but specializes in helping people who've maybe had a relationship not go well and then turn that around and attract their soulmate and so much. And I know, Al, that I'm not doing it justice, but we'll definitely have you share more about that. But thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you so much, Chuck, for inviting me. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Well, this is fantastic. So the first question, Al, since this is about stories of personal transformation, is, what's your story?
My story is it's simple. Like many other entrepreneurs, I started having my own businesses in my late 20s. And, my last one was, I mean, this actually, I'm a coach now, but it's not the last one. But prior doing coaching, I had a recycling company of electronics for 12 years. And in the middle of kind of exploring to see if I want to sell it or not, I looked at my relationship with my ex, and I looked at it and said, "Oh, there's something here that is not working," and I wasn't sure what it was. So after I sold my business, then I really explored and saw what was going on in our interaction. I came across Catherine Woodward Thomas' book, Conscious Uncoupling and Calling in the One. I took her classes. I became involved. I actually got my two certifications. She trained me, so I got my certifications through Catherine, and it's really I understood what was going on, what has happened in that relationship, what I did wrong, because you always after breakups or divorces, we always say, "Oh no, he did this, she did that." We blame the other person. And as I talk to my clients today, I just tell them, "You know what? Let's look and see what is your 1% or 2% in this interaction that was on your side." So as soon as they figure it out, then everything is easy to go through. So it happened to me, and then I did call my ex and I said, "You know what? I apologize. This is what I did wrong in the relationship. I really didn't express or communicated what my needs are to him. And it was just expectation. I expected that he knows, intuitively, which is not true. So that's one of the parts that in that interaction that didn't work out. So that's why I help clients after the breakups or divorces to see what they want in a relationship. What is the values that they have? And what are they looking for in that interaction? So that's how I help my clients.
What was sort of the end result of that communication? I mean, were things in your communication with your ex, were they not going well, and then you had this conversation and now they've gone better? Like, what were some of the things that were happening there that others might be also experiencing?
I mean, we're not together anymore, but it was now once in a while if there is an interaction, it's a very friendly interaction. So we both decided that we want to keep our relationship in that friendship place, and that's where we are today. So, and it's all because of that commitment that I had to myself that I want to explore and see what went wrong and their past relationships. There is a pattern that we all have, and it all mostly comes from those interactions from the younger part of us, the upbringing and the assumptions that those experiences give to us, gifts us, which like for like I give you my own example that my assumption was that I have to do anything and everything to keep the relationship, and basically I did not I ignored myself. I kind of put everything effort in my business and trying to satisfy my ex, and I kind of neglected myself. And when it gets to that point, then of course it's not going to work out because you get depleted, that the energy it gets in that space that you can't do it anymore. So the foundation of each relationship is understanding who you are and loving yourself in a way that it's constructive to be in a relationship, knowing exactly who you are, what you want, and then being able to communicate it effectively and lovingly to the partner. So that's the
Those
key.
are some, yeah, and those are some great takeaways. And we'll talk a little bit more about how you help people, but I want to ask you, at what point in this journey did you decide that you wanted to coach others? Because you were in a different business completely,
Totally,
and you're
yes.
navigating the uncoupling, if you will, of your relationship. And now you find yourself in a position where now you are helping others who are having maybe difficulties with their relationship as well. What was the point where that led you to this discovery that this is what you wanted to do?
Yes. So, I mean, prior to that last business, I had two other ones that I built and I sold. So that was my, I guess, pattern goal. So I looked at other entrepreneurs just like me, and we all kind of concentrate on work and how we can make this business from here to the second level, third level, fourth level. And then a lot of times we ignore or put the personal relationships aside. So when I saw that how I have been operating in that space, and I looked at other people, my friends, and everybody else around me that were in that same space as I was. I said, oh my God. And when I went through my training, I coached a lot of people in the same space as I was. And I looked and I said, you know what? I bought a map of the world and I put it up. You can't see it now, but it's on my wall here. And I said, you know, I'm committed to help men or women around the world to understand where that self-love comes from. And then how can it be, go outward to the relationships, not just the partner, soulmate partner, but it can also the relationship with anybody else in business world, in family dynamics. It's that I didn't know. This is like, I don't know, seven, almost 10 years ago. I didn't know what the word boundary, what was that word mean? And then I said, oh my God, this is something that everybody should know. By knowing yourself and giving yourself that love, then you have those boundaries that you put together with interacting with other people in your love partnerships, in your business partnership, whatever relationship that you have. So that's what happened. I was committed to work with other people who are in the same position that I was.
You know, I love that so much. And I think it's, well, first of all, it's an interesting transition because the two businesses are completely different. But what I have found, and, you know, we're actually studying this more in depth as we do more and more of these interviews, because that is one thing that most of the people that we talk to have in common is, you know, something happens in their life and they overcome that thing. And then there seems to be this desire or something that pushes them in that direction where now they're in a position to help others on a similar journey. And so I love that because not only does it help people who are perhaps struggling, but I think overall it does help to really uplift people and have them live happier, more fulfilling lives. So I love that part of it. And that's why I wanted to ask you why, you know, what kind of, you know, got you into this. And we want to help to connect the dots a little bit. So what are you hearing from people who reach out to you, or maybe you're meeting for the first time? What are some of the struggles that they are communicating to you in their relationships?
You know, after a breakup, usually there's a lot of emotions, and we tend to want to ignore those emotions. And then, but at the end of the day, if we don't befriend, that's what I tell my client, let's just befriend your emotions today. Let's see what are you feeling, and let's just sit with it. So, that's what happens. It just, when we get through that breakup, especially actually for men who come, the loneliness part of it, because they feel that they have failed, because their marriage or their relationship didn't work out. So, but on the other part of it is actually knowing yourself better. When you work on yourself and understanding who you are, it's a different another door opens. It's a different world when you look at it that way, instead of looking at it that I failed in that marriage or in that relationship. But at the end of the day, I mean, people come to me and the first few times they're very emotional, but then this, you know, seventh or five or six sessions after, they look different. Because that energy, that feeling that was kind of trapped inside comes out. We work on it, we process the whole thing, and they become that true self that has been like trapped inside, because they didn't let it come out there because of the fear, because of the anger, because, I mean, there's so many emotions that comes up with that. So we clear all those negative emotions and bring those love emotions out.
I love that. Are you noticing any patterns or of mistakes that people commonly make that are making this more difficult than it needs to be, or maybe even contributing to the end of the relationship? And so none of us are perfect, of course, but are any common mistakes that you're seeing that people are making?
One tip that I can give is we always talk about communication and the way that you communicate in a loving, constructive, way. But at the same time, are you a good listener? Because a lot of times, when the partner or somebody else talks about what they're talking about, something triggers in us from the past experiences, and we just kind of block our listening. And so I teach my clients, I help them to really become good listeners as well. Because, and if they, even if you don't understand where the other person is coming from, asking questions would be the key to get on the same kind of wavelength at the other person. To have the conversations usually prior they work with me is like, you did that, this, like a blame on the other side. But then I teach them how to have that conversation that goes around. I say something, you say something. I use, it's just like what we're doing right now. You're asking me a question, I answer you, and then you ask a question. So it's a circular interaction of me listening to you, you listening to me, and then I'm answering.
Yeah, and trying not to interrupt each other in the process with the next thing that we want to say. And I know that that is something I certainly have experienced before in relationships and was part of my journey. So learning how to listen with mouth closed and ears open, right? Prepared me very well for being a podcast host, I guess. But yeah, there's certainly that. What's your advice for people who are struggling in their relationships? Either they're trying to, I mean, in some cases, the decision to end a relationship is a very difficult one. So in some cases, they might want to be improving their relationship. In other cases, maybe the breakup is already happening, but they don't really want it to be a war either. Whatever they're experiencing right now, what is your advice in terms of some of the next steps or some of the things they need to learn how to do, as they move forward?
The best way is to read Conscious Uncoupling, the book, or listen to it. A lot of my clients listen to the book, and process with a coach. And I have like numerous clients that read the book or calling in the one, or they have like groups of people that read the book. But I have an actual testimony on my website that she read the book 10 years prior in a group of ladies. And then when we work together, when you're working with a coach that is there to listen to you and hear you, it's a different process because, I told her the same thing. When the client or is talking, I will, if I see something that they don't see, I will tell them. But in the process of reading the book, listening to the book, or being with other people who are not trained, then it's different because they cannot see what a coach can see and say, okay, you know what? Let's look at it this way. How about this way of answering that question instead of that? And then it makes the other person think twice about. I give you an example. I had a client that had with her partner at 10 o'clock at night, they usually will come and say, let's have a conversation. And she knew when he says that, the conversation, it goes to a negative place. And she couldn't sleep, and she had clients in the morning, and it was like all of that. But she, in the past, she couldn't communicate her needs in that situation. So we worked on it. And the next time that it happened, this is what she said. She said, "You know, I would love to answer this question right now, but it's 10 o'clock at night. I have a full schedule of clients tomorrow morning. And is it possible to have this conversation tomorrow afternoon when we both come back home from work or any other time? Not tonight. I need to sleep well, so I can take care of my clients in the morning." I mean, when you say it in this way, when you talk about yourself, then it's a different outcome from the other person. That means that you don't say, "Oh, you know, every time we wanted to go to bed, you wanted to have a question, it becomes art." No, she didn't say that. She said, "You know, is it possible to do it tomorrow or the next day, whenever we both free?" And so it's a different way of interacting with people or your loved ones.
Yeah, it's not a complaint. You phrased it as a question, and you're really then giving that choice to the other person, and they get to choose. Well, if it's a real emergency, they might say, no, it's not possible. But I think in a lot of cases, you're going to get, yes, it is possible. And because you asked in such a respectful way, I love that. And it does not sound argumentative at all. It's just a question. Yeah, I love it. Well, so. I want to make sure that we give people an opportunity to connect with you. If you are inspired by anything that we've said, and maybe you're struggling in your relationship, do reach out to Elle. We've got all of her contact information just beneath this video. If you're listening on podcast, it's all there. And you can schedule a call with her. You can have your conversation. You can see what your, you know, how she can help you with on your journey. But there's more than that, because I think Elle, you also have a free gift that for our listeners as well. Did you want to tell everybody about that?
Yes. So most of the people who come to me, they always say, "Oh, I know I don't want this, I don't want that." They know what they don't want in a relationship. But most of the time they don't know what they want. So I put this ebook and workbook together for those people to really go deep, ask themselves what they're looking for in a relationship. What is their value? What is a deal breaker? What, you know, all that questions that they have to answer for themselves before getting involved in a relationship. And if they're in a relationship, they can both read this and see where they are and have a conversation afterwards. So yes, this is a complimentary ebook and workbook that that everybody can use. Thank you.
Fantastic. Well, we have the link to that right beneath this video as well. And again, if you're listening to this on an audio podcast, just click into the player app, iTunes, or whatever you're on, and all the links are all right there. Now, before I let you go, I want to ask you a question, I'm just fascinated by all the variety of answers that I get, but so much of my journey of transformation has come from books. I'm a big lover of self-help books. There's just a few of them there behind me. I have hundreds and hundreds of them over there as well. And so I just wanted to ask you if there's any one book that has been really inspirational to you. You have mentioned Conscious Uncoupling already, and of course we will recommend that, but any must-read book or recommendation that you have for people that kind of help them in either in their relationships or their life, or just, you know, or has been a
Yes.
big inspiration to you?
Yes. I mean, when I read this book, it's called The Map of Consciousness, and it's by Dr. David Hopkins. It's amazing how when you look at it and you it's he puts the low and high level of consciousness. The lowest one is shame, then guilt, grief, fear, desire, and the top part of that map is love. So I invite them whoever is listening to this podcast, to really, you can look at the map of consciousness, just Google it and look at it and see where you are in that map. And I invite my clients to read the book, look where they are, and then let's just go up to the highest level of love. Yes, every day changes and with our consciousness or our emotions. But when we're, our goal is love, that becomes a different way of living. So I would really recommend this. Yes.
Oh, that's a great recommendation. And I have not read that book. And I believe that's the same author of Power Versus Force, where I
yes.
think he did talk about that. And he had rated all of the different emotions on a scale and measured the vibrations of them and everything
yes.
like that. Fascinating work. I'll check that one out as well. And for anyone else who wants to check out that recommendation, just look beneath this video and in the podcast show notes, we'll put a link to that there as well. And look, Al, thank you so much. This has been an amazing conversation. And for our listeners, if you are again struggling in your relationship, or you have questions about, like, you know, how can I do things differently so that things can be better, reach out to Al. All of her contact information is here. And schedule a time to talk to her, and that would be very time well spent, as it
I
certainly was here for me today. Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. I just wanted to mention that I have a complimentary 30-minute Zoom call, so they can ask any question, and I usually have tips that I can give them to help them and process together in that half an hour as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds like a great next step. If this is part of your journey and you could use some help with this, do take Elle up on that complimentary consultation and go from there. And look, Elle, thank you so much for spending your time, telling your story, and just unpacking a little bit of what you've learned and how you help others who are on this journey as well. Any final piece of advice or words of wisdom for our audience before we let you go?
Just keep in mind that when after a divorce or a breakup, it's not the end of the world. Actually, look at it as a learning experience for your next loving relationship. I tell everybody that I help people to open their heart and bring love back to their life. So have that intention for yourself that it's going to happen, and there is a roadmap to get to that love again.
Beautiful words to end this episode by. Thank you so much. And to our audience, thank you as well. And if you've been inspired by any part of this conversation today, please do take action. And it's only when we take those steps forward that things in our life actually change, and when things actually get better. And so our guest today has been Al Abizadeh, and I thank you so much for being here. And to our audience, I hope this has inspired you to take some steps towards your story of transformation, overcoming the limitations in your life so that you can move on to a happier, more joyful, for more fulfilling life, and as soon as possible. And when you do, maybe you become the type of person who turns around and gives a helping hand to the people who really need your help. And really, this is the kind of community that we're building here. So thank you, Al. Thank you to our community. And go out there and live a joyous and fulfilled life. And we'll see you here on the next one, everybody. Thank you.